Welcome to the Today I Learned podcast, episode 1019, where we cover the top 25 most interesting things found on the internet today. Let's start the show.
Number 1. Today I learned chess grandmaster Osip Bernstein was arrested by the Bolshevik secret police and ordered to be shot. As the firing squad lined up, an officer asked if he was really the famous chess master. The officer made Bernstein play a game for his life against him. Bernstein won easily and was released.
Number 2. Today I learned in the third episode of season 4 of Game of Thrones, the Meereenese writer who challenges Daenerys' champion was hurling abuses which actually were the Valyrian translation of the French guy's insults in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, such as your mother was a hamster.
Number 3. Today I learned there's only 8 species of bears in the world: brown bears, Asian black bears, American black bears, sun bears, sloth bears, spectacled bears, polar bears, and giant pandas.
Number 4. Today I learned China owns all of the pandas in the world and rents them out to other countries for $1 million a year. The only exception to this is the 2 pandas that China gifted to Mexico in the 70s, but with agreement that if they had offspring, China would own them.
Number 5. Today I learned Bill Murray hired an assistant who was profoundly deaf and spoke only in sign language to make communication as difficult as possible between him, the director, and the studio during the filming of Groundhog Day.
Number 6. Today I learned half of European men share King Tut's DNA, haplogroup R1b1a2, as opposed to less than 1% of modern Egyptians. It's suggested that the common ancestor lived in the Caucasus about 9,500 years ago.
Number 7. Today I learned about the world's purest fresh water. This water has been found on the southern tip of Chile, in a town called Puerto Williams, after numerous scientific studies. The water has been found to have only 2 chemical parts per million, hence making it the world's cleanest. Number 8. Today I learned that cows do have different accents. They will moo different depending on which region of the world they come from.
Number 9. Today I learned Lego has a secure, temperature and humidity controlled, fireproof underground vault in Denmark that contains every Lego set ever made. Number 10. Today I learned of fan death, a popular superstition in South Korea believing that sleeping in a closed room with an electric fan can cause death. Despite no evidence of death, it is believed the South Korean government created this myth to lessen energy consumption during the 1970 energy crisis.
Number 11. Today I learned architect Edmund Bacon, Kevin Bacon's dad, illegally skateboarded across Philadelphia's Love Park, the plaza he helped design, to protest the city's skateboard ban.
Number 12. Today I learned that Dolly Parton wrote "I Will Always Love You" about the man that launched her career by having her on his TV show The Porter Wagoner Show. Eventually, Dolly told him she was parting ways with him in 1974 to go solo, and he was very hurt and got bitter. She wrote it as an "I'm sorry."
Number 13. Today I learned that cobalt, as in cobalt blue, is named for the German word for goblin, kobold. It got the name because cobalt hinders the extraction of silver and emits toxic fumes when burned, leading to the deaths of several miners. Mine-dwelling goblins were blamed for leaving behind these cursed rocks.
Number 14. Today I learned that the story about Osip Bernstein playing chess to escape a Bolshevik firing squad has only one source: Osip himself, who first told the story to a friend after having fled to the UK.
Number 15. Today I learned that Hitler added the 3 Stooges to his personal death list after their filming of the episode, "You Nazi Spy," which mocked Hitler and the Third Reich.
Number 16. Today I learned that in 2012, a British couple who was getting married in Manchester jokingly invited Queen Elizabeth II to their wedding. Their surprise was great when the Queen came to attend their wedding accompanied by her husband.
Number 17. Today I learned the Futurama episode Roswell That Ends Well is the 51st episode of the series. It takes place largely in Area 51.
Number 18. Today I learned that in China there are centers for internet addiction with treatments that can be so rough that some patients have died. Some facilities use electroshock treatment as part of the cure, and among roughly 300 such centers in China, there have been 7 reported deaths.
Number 19. Today I learned that the character of Anvil, George Michael Bluth's girlfriend, on Arrested Development was meant to be played by a different actress in each episode, but it was decided that Mae Whitman would be the permanent actress because she made the whole not memorable thing work.
Number 20. Today I learned scientists say schools in China should further increase outdoor time, including recesses, in order to reduce the risk of nearsightedness. In some parts of China, 90% of high school graduates have nearsightedness.
Number 21. Today I learned Discover Magazine was created when Time editor noticed that magazine sales jumped every time the cover featured a science topic and interpreted this as a considerable public interest in science.
Number 22. Today I learned the Holodomor was a man-made famine in Soviet Ukraine in 1932 and 1933 that killed millions of Ukrainians. During the Holodomor, millions of inhabitants of Ukraine, the majority of whom were ethnic Ukrainians, died of starvation in a peacetime catastrophe unprecedented in the history of Ukraine.
Number 23. Today I learned in 1866 Liechtenstein had an army of 80 men and fought during the Austro-Prussian War. They suffered no injuries or deaths and returned home with 81 people because they made a new Italian friend. The army was disbanded soon after and they haven't had an army since.
Number 24. Today I learned hemorrhoid cream is used off-label in the beauty industry as a face cream. People use it to help bring down the swelling of bags under the eyes. The effect is temporary though.
Number 25. Today I learned 30 supernovae occur every second somewhere in the observable universe.
That is all for today's show. Links to each article can be found in the show notes. Help support the podcast by rating us on iTunes, Google Music, or your favorite podcatcher. Thanks. And tune in tomorrow for an all-new episode of Today I Learned.